the ripples. We feel it across America. Each and every show, Talk Radio News, they're there for us. Ellen Ratner, always fun to chat with her. And Ellen, boy, there is a lot of buzz over Congressman Pete King and his hearing that he's going to hold on Thursday on U.S. Muslims. And apparently somebody unearthed some interesting stuff about Pete King.
Well, that's right. ProPublica, which has sort of gotten some grant money to do some investigative journalism, found out that, in fact, even though he is against terrorism, he did support the IRA at one point.
Whoops.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd say that's a little bit of a blight. And the pressure is there's a lot of Democrats that are saying, come on, forget this. You're going to jeopardize a lot of the trust that we're trying to build up with U.S. Muslims and law enforcement, frankly. So I bet, because
well,
you were there.
A lot of people are even comparing the hearings to the McCarthy hearings. I know that we had a very hard time even getting a seat for that hearing, and we get seats for everything. So that was it's one of those biggest hearings that's happened on Capitol Hill in a long time.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about that on our next show, of course. I wanted to weave this in before we get to some of the other stuff. You mentioned this to me, Senator Sanders and Made in America. That's a big deal. We talk about that all the time here on America Tonight and have a lot of people on, Ellen, who are manufacturing things right here in America and hiring people. What's the deal with Sanders and the Smithsonian?
Well, basically, Sanders got an agreement out of the Smithsonian, not for all of their museums, but at least for the Museum of American History, that all the products sold in the gift store would be made in America. Seems like a complete no-brainer. Seems like somebody at the Smithsonian would have figured it out, but they didn't.
Yeah, but at least now somebody's pushing for it, and it's going to happen, so that's a good thing. One thing that's not good is what's going on with the budget, and of course there was a vote. So what's the scoop on the vote?
Well, basically the vote went down along party lines, both with the House, which was the Republican budget, and with the Democrats' budget, and it has absolutely an impact. A lot of people are furious. The Republicans are trying to make a lot of mileage for Al Gore going. The vice president. Why am I saying Al Gore? Because I always think of him as the vice president. but the vice president, Biden, going to Russia at a time when he's doing the budget, but he did make calls before the vote came up. He actually spoke to Speaker Boehner today, and he's working it still and intends to work it when he gets back. And the other problem is that because we are doing this every two-week budgeting kind of thing, and we don't have a budget, it really, a lot of people are losing confidence in America and are not buying our bonds.
Yeah, and we need them to buy the bonds, so that's not good either. Wow.
No.
Yeah.
And again, this every two-week budgeting is not an exactly inspiring confidence. And as somebody said, as the world's biggest enterprise, we're not running this in any kind of sane way where we do budgeting every 2 weeks.
Yeah, speaking of budget woes, we're seeing this with the states grappling the situation in Wisconsin. In Ohio, apparently there's discussion about using comp time for the workers. Is that true?
Yes, no money, comp time. The House Republicans in the Ohio House, not the National House, but in Ohio State Legislature, mm-hmm. are actually saying what they want to do is make these comp issues important and the only law. In other words, businesses couldn't necessarily just pay. Everybody has to give comp time to small businesses. That's insane.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of comp time. Did you ever work on comp time?
I actually have, and I think I prefer the money.
I agree with you, absolutely. The hot air moment of the day might have been Mike Pence. What did Pence have to say today? How did he get in the thick of it?
Well, Pence, you know, basically he was on Fox News today, this morning, and he said, well, it may be time to pick a fight. And sometimes you just have to do that. Hello?
Exactly. Hello.
You can tell he used to be a talk show host. If that's what he wants to do, now he's a member of Congress, and he has before been in the leadership. And it is time for Mike Pence to realize that maybe it isn't time to pick a fight. Maybe it is time to balance or to work, not necessarily balance, but to work on a budget that isn't every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ellen, I said this on my show. I'm curious because you've covered Washington for a long time. I don't know in the length of what I think will be my career in talk radio and what it has been. I don't think I'm going to see a balanced budget. Do you think you'll see a balanced budget?
No, I don't think we will see a balanced budget. So that was my talking. No, I don't. But on the other hand, I think we can see a budget that is a little more responsible. And it's interesting. One of these days, I'm going to get you in touch, or you can get in touch. He'd love to be on the radio, and he's quite smart at this. Paul from The Real News has actually figured if you take the four top Forbes people from the state of Wisconsin and you take those people and you charge a state tax that used to be charged for those kind of people with money, he said, exempt the $5 million. That's fine, you know, family farms, et cetera. But take the really wealthy people making $300-$500 million, $2 billion, and if he took the top four big guys in Wisconsin, then, and you charged a reasonable estate tax like used to be charged in the 60s, then you would actually wipe away the entire debt from Wisconsin.
Yeah, what a novel concept. How easy would that be? And I bet it would be relatively painless for those who certainly could pay it.
Not going to find it happening, though, but I think it's an interesting solution. Yeah. And so at some point you want to hear Paul Jay's done the math.
I like it. We're going to have him on America Tonight. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks for joining us. All right, coming up on America Tonight, I'm really excited about our next guest who's in our virtual green room waiting in the wings. I want all of you to grab a pen and write this down. You're going to hear me talking about it a lot, and we've started to talk about it. Check out AmericaTonightTeam.com. You have to go to this website. Now, I know you've heard me talk about trying to run a half marathon, getting in the best shape of my life, and all that sort of stuff. And I'm really, really serious about it. And my goal is to have that happen by October so that I am in shape to do at least a half marathon. And one of the ways that I think I'm going to really be able to do it is by taking some of this longevity stuff that I'm starting to get involved with, really, really natural, incredibly amazing, the products, because, as all of you know, I do not take any kind of medication. I've never taken any kind of medication. That's definitely not my thing. And so I was so glad to be hooked up with the pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. And he's the guy that I'm telling you about that's waiting in the wings to come on and talk about what is the deal with pills in America and how crazy and lopsided the world has become and dependent on pharmaceuticals. It's pharmaceuticals specifically. And also what you can do to get off the schneid, to really seriously eat better. So if you want an introduction to him right before we go to him, if you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, you'll see pharmacist Ben there. Promise me, after we talk to him, at some point you go to the site and click on his link that we have there. It's an amazing video because you want to listen to those words and really soak them in. I listened to it twice tonight once it was posted. So that's happening next. Oh, my favorite subject. Let's get healthy. Let's be safe about it. Pharmacist Ben, he's going to tell us how to do it next on America Tonight.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Midas Resources, March 9th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,433.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,469.92, $734.96 for a half ounce, and $367.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,469.92, $734.96, and $367.48.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. You probably have heard me talk about this the last couple of nights. Certainly, you've heard me say this line. I guarantee you've heard this. You know how I am. I don't just toss out things, compliments, just to toss them out. You know, bouquets right and left. But this is a good one. And this is what I've said. I say specifically, I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. You go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. And that's what I was just talking about a few moments ago. Now, the reason that I am so excited to get Ben on the airwaves, as you all know, I am not a prescription drug person at all. I cannot believe the amount of prescription drugs that are being written, I think, unnecessarily, and the amount of prescription drugs that are being gobbled up. This is so ridiculous. It's epidemic in this country. It scares me to death. So without further ado, let's dive deep into this with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And you're going to love Ben anyway, because just like me, he's a Jersey guy. I'm a Jersey gal, so we are already adopting him on this show. Ben, thanks for coming on.
I only tell that to good friends, by the way, that I'm from Jersey. people make assumptions about us Jerseyites. Have you noticed
they
that?
They do. But see, you got away and you moved to...
Please, people.
Exactly. But you moved to Colorado, so, you know, you got a little... got a few things mixed in between there. Now, you heard me say it is beautiful. I don't just toss out endorsements lightly, and I really believe in the message of getting away from prescription drugs. And I know you discourage the use of pretty much all prescription drugs.
Yeah. Pharmacists would tell you, because we are uniquely situated in this whole healthcare schemata, if you will, where there's doctors and there's nurses and then there's insurance companies and then there's pharmacists, and we're uniquely situated to see what's really happening with this whole drug mentality that's this model from the 19th century, from 19th century medicine, when we really didn't understand what the human body was about. They didn't have vitamins when drugs were when this drug model was developed. Vitamins came much after that. Our understanding of nutrition has really advanced leaps and bounds over the last few decades, let alone the last century or so. And our medical model is mired in an old way of thinking that's absolutely flat out does not serve us any longer. It's, as I said before, and I've said this many times, ambulatory medicine is an abject failure, folks. Abject failure. There's no cutting, there's no softening the blow. There's no sugarcoating the message. Ambulatory medicine, as distinct, by the way, from surgical or heroic medicine, which is obviously where our medical model excels, is in treating things from a heroic standpoint, and I want to make that distinction. I want to make that a very clear distinction, that if you have a gunshot wound or you're hit by a car or, you know, you have something traumatic, you want a surgeon, and God bless the surgeons. It's the ambulatory model that is a failure, and that's why diabetes is is increasing at an epidemic rate. Obesity is increasing at an epidemic rate. Cancer is increasing despite what people are saying about, sometimes you hear it's not true, although some people are living longer through being sustained at a low quality of life. And the bottom line is, and this is my message, the human body is a healing system. It is designed divinely to heal itself. It does so every minute of every day. Every time you cut yourself, you can witness this healing process appear right before your eyes, almost as if by magic. And that same healing system that kicks in when you have a paper cut is happening inside the body all the time. But you have to give the body the raw materials it needs, and you have to reduce the load that the body has from purifying things that you're putting into it. So it's a combination of correctly changing your diet and in combination with that, nutritional supplementation. But before we get too much into this, and it's a very exciting message, and I feel your excitement because I've been doing these talks for many years, so I know what you're saying. Mm. When people get it, it's a very exciting message because everything's reversible. Hypertension's reversible, diabetes is reversible, cancer's reversible. They're all reversible because when you understand how the body works, you see that this healing process is built into the system. However, I do need to be clear here, and I want to be clear to you, Kate, and to all your listeners. As a nutritionist and a lover of the human body, which I am, healing. Emotionally, and then show up physically, which means you have to be spiritually correct if you're going to be healing, and spiritual a crisis is epidemic, and I believe our physical ailments are a reflection of that. When you think a thought, it gets created, it gets turned into your body via biochemistry, via neurotransmitters, thought to body. This is not airy-fairy, Boulder, Colorado gobbledygook. This is hardcore science. You think a thought, it gets turned into your body, so you have to have correct, be thinking correct thoughts. Emotions and feelings as well, which are the flip side of thoughts. Crappy emotions and feelings, crappy thoughts will lead to a crappy body. Those all need to be corrected. But once you're on the right track, there are dramatic, and I mean dramatic, things you could do with nutritional supplementation and dietary strategy. I've seen hypertension drop like a stone. Cholesterol, triglycerides, drop like a stone. Diabetes, disappear. Arthritis, disappear. Autoimmune symptoms, disappear. Because when you correct at the causal level, what we call symptoms, which are nothing more than the manifestation of dysfunctions at the causal level, when you correct those fundamental levels, the symptoms go away because the symptoms are nothing more than the manifestation of some kind of cause. So you correct the cause, the symptoms disappear. Our model has us cutting off the heads of different symptoms while ignoring the root of this multi-headed hydra, so to speak, if you know what I'm saying. It's like those old carnival games where you hit the mole in one hole and another one pops out in the other one. And that's how we treat things. And that's why people are on 18 medicines or 17 medicines or 9 medicines. No lie, I talked to a lady last Saturday. She was on 10 different medicines, and she wanted to be on a supplement program. 10! How do you do this? One is deadly toxic, and I'm telling you this as a pharmacist. One is, these are toxins, friends, and they need to be processed by the body as toxins, and there's no drug on the planet that heals any disease, save antibiotics. You could make a case that that's healing by killing the bacteria, but certainly not blood pressure medicines and diabetes medicines and arthritis medicines and blood pressure medicines and anti-angina medicines and all the medicines we have. They're all anti-medicines, but they don't do anything for the cause. So my message is that you can reverse all of these things, but you have to make changes in your life, because we know what the definition of insanity is, as we've heard many times, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So you got to make some changes, some fundamental changes. And from the physical level, it involves how we eat and how we supplement.
All right, we want to tell everybody, too, you can also catch Pharmacist Ben, because I know they're going to want to even hear more of you, and it's terrific, that video. Like I said, I watched it twice.
Thank
AmericaTonightTeam.com. Go there, AmericaTonightTeam.com, and you'll get a sense of what we're doing and how you can be part of what Pharmacist Ben is talking about and get the good stuff and get off all the medications, right?
Right. Right.
That's
get off,
the thing.
Get off the, you can get off the medications. That's really very powerful stuff. You can get off your medications.
Yeah, no kidding. Big Pharma must hate you.
Yeah, I have been doing this for quite a few years, and I sent my dad a tape. I wanted him to hear what I was doing, and my dad called me back a couple days later. He goes, "They're going to assassinate you. Are you crazy? What are you doing?" And, you know, and I kind of got a kick out of it when he said it, but, you know, maybe he has a point. I don't know. But I'll tell you something. This is one pharmacist who will not rest until this message is exposed, and I'll tell you why I do this. It's because I'm a lover of the human body. And I think that we need to start to pay attention to what this means that we have a human body. How often do we ever pay attention to our intestines? How often do we ever pay attention to our liver? How often do we ever pay attention to our pancreas? Just the concept that we have these organ structures inside our body, this piping, this wiring, this plumbing inside our body that's organized and intelligent and synchronous and tightly choreographed and does all these incredible things for us without us even thinking about it, and is so forgiving and is so resilient and is so vital despite the crapola we give it and feed it. This is, to me, one of the greatest miracles of being alive, and I want us all to love the body the way I love the body. It's like when you love somebody, you know, you want everybody to know who you love, your kid or your husband. That's how I feel about the human body. I want everybody to love the human body the way I love the human body, at least to see it that way.
Yeah, it's funny you talk about the organs, and I was thinking in my head, boy, I could learn a lot from this. The last time I even thought about because I'm luckily knock on wood, because I haven't been pumping myself with medications healthy, Pharmacist Ben, that I can remember as a kid the diagram with the organs, but I'm not thinking about loving my organs, to be honest, because just assume everything's okay, you know?
Right.
Hey,
get an atlas of the human body.
Absolutely. We're up against it. We're going to continue our conversation here on America Tonight and tell you once again, you can go to, because I know everybody's absorbing this, go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, and it's pretty much laid out for you. Join the team. Get off the bad stuff. Get on a program. We're continuing with Ben in just a second as we kick the can down the road here on APN.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCIG.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. Utopia CynthiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, America, listen up. Time to get off the toxic drug treadmill. I love that line. It needs to be trademarked. Pharmacist Ben is helping you do that. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. You can tell, you can feel his passion. And I feel the same way. It's like if Ben and I were dancing, we'd be kind of stepping on each other because we're so excited that we just can't stop spitting it out. And we're so excited about this. And Pharmacist Ben, I'm going to invite you to come on this show every couple of weeks, if you would, and take us through this process. Because the one thing with me, I'm going to sort of be a guinea pig for you. I said, I'm very healthy. But I could get in better shape. I could get in better shape. And my thing is, and I want everyone to listen because I you're the pharmacist, so you know. It's either, I think with people, it's either sweets or salty foods like pizza and processed foods. And even though you might mix in vegetables and apples and all that sort of stuff, you like the salty stuff. Okay, and I'm the salt queen. So I guarantee there's people across America listening to me that can relate to that. So what do we do when you tell us to get healthy?
Well, that brings up a very interesting subject. You see, the body is always communicating to us. And what we call symptomology, for example, is really the body talking to us, really screaming at us by the time a symptom shows up. Well, cravings are much the same way. Cravings are your body talking to you. And the trick to handling cravings, be they salt cravings, which, like you say, are very common, fat cravings, which are also very common, or sugar cravings, which are make up the three most important cravings, the key to handling the cravings is to outsmart the part of your brain that's giving you the cravings. You see, your brain is made up into three main sections. It's called the triune. triune brain, and as the model goes, and I don't know if you guys have talked about that before, but there's three sections of the brain. One is the basic survival brain, that's called your reptilian brain, and then there's the middle part, which is the mammal brain, they call it, or the limbic system, emotional brain, and then there is the executive brain, the part that makes us human, which is the front part of the brain, and the trick is to use the front part of the brain to override the basic survival, so-called reptilian brain. And the reptilian brain, the survival brain, will tell you to go get sugar, it will tell you to go get fat, and it will tell you to go get salt based on its chemistry needs. Because back when our brains were developing in the African savanna, many hundreds of thousands of years ago, or at least 200,000 of years ago, depending on who you ask, the brain was developing these needs for these fundamental nutrients, so which were in scarce supply. Today they're in abundant supply, but the brain is, we're still operating on this reptilian survival brain, so the trick is to override it with intelligence, and this is how you do it. If you are craving salt, this is the manifestation of adrenal stress, because the adrenal glands process salt. The adrenal glands are your stress glands. The glands that kick in, they're supposed to kick in when you're running from a saber-toothed tiger, but today everybody's running on low levels of chronic stress. So the key to handling salt cravings is to strengthen your adrenal glands. By the way, here are some clues that you have adrenal fatigue or adrenal issues. One is salt cravings, but check this out. Maybe you can relate to this, okay? Do you ever bend down and stand up and feel a little dizzy or woozy?
Yes.
That's classic sign of adrenal fatigue, because the adrenal glands, through minerals, adjust blood pressure. Another thing, do you ever wake up, do you ever feel tired at night, you want to go to bed, but you just can't sleep?
Yes.
That's another sign of adrenal fatigue. You got all the main ones here.
Great.
All right? Getting up, there's other ones. Getting up in the morning and after a good night's sleep, but you're still tired is another one. Getting up in the middle of the night, you can't go back to bed is another one. Urination issues, either urinating too much or you're not urinating enough, or concentrated urine. All of these are adrenal issues. And they're very common in our culture. And we don't have time to talk about it, but by the way, I have a radio program every Sunday on the Genesis Communication mm-hmm. Network called The Bright Side, and now yep. it's on every day. I have to say it's on every day now because we're doing it daily. And you can always get a lot more of this information, and one of the things I talk about is the triangle of disease. I can't talk about that today because of time, but the adrenal glands are one of them. And adrenal fatigue, adrenal stress, all these manifestations of adrenal problems need to be corrected. They're part of the triangle of disease, one of the three points on the triangle. In any case, for you, my dear, that's a sign, or anybody craving salt, you need minerals, especially potassium, which balances sodium, by the way. Not that sodium is all that bad. You need sodium, but you need a lot more potassium. And very important for adrenal health. Zinc, which is one of the silliest things for people to not get enough of, yet it is probably the most important nutritional deficiency that we have. A case could be made for a few other ones, but certainly a case could be made for zinc. Zinc is especially important for the adrenal glands, so you want to make sure that you're getting enough zinc for the adrenal glands. Vitamin C is important for the adrenal glands. Telling the adrenal glands that all is okay, and one of the ways you do that is by eating more protein. Eating more protein can tell the whole body that everything is okay. So upping your protein levels is also important for adrenal health. And then there's the fat cravings and the sugar cravings, which I can talk about as well. But I would be focusing on minerals and your adrenal glands for salt cravings.
All right, minerals. And I want to tell everyone again, AmericaTonightTeam.com. Go there. You'll see pharmacist Ben, as he told you. You can also go to GCN. He's got the daily show, The Bright Side, and I'm sure a lot of the information we're talking about Ben is talking about as well on his show. And also, if you go to the website, you'll get the information there. And you can join the team, and you can get in shape and feel better. And that's what it's about. And you talk about this, that it's so important to get on a good nutritional supplement program.
It's key. It's, you can't, in this day and age, and by the way, supplements aren't perfect, and I wish we lived in the Garden of Eden and everything was in the ground and everything was on the trees and everything was around us, as it should be, really. But we don't live in the Garden of Eden any longer. We've done, you know, that those days are long gone. Today, nutritional supplementation is not an option. If you don't want to interface with the medical community, and by the way, people are complaining about this health insurance thing. You shouldn't need health insurance. Nutritional supplementation is the cheapest health insurance you'll ever find. Our need for health insurance and our need for ambulatory medicine for doctor's offices will disappear, and the drug stores that we have today will become health food stores. They'll become bookstores. They'll become video stores for health. That's what I see, a world where we're all supplementing, we're all taking care of our diets, and we're all taking care of the multiple levels of health, and all the drugstores have become health studios where you get in shape or where you get videos. So they'll stay in business. They can all have, they can stay in business because we're not going to need drugs anymore, but they can convert over to health facilities.
Yeah, no kidding. One of the things you and I talked about off the air, and I think this, people will find this pretty interesting too, and we'll get into this as Ben and I continue to have more conversations, and as he said, you can go and listen to his show and you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. But one of the things that we talked about, I don't care, man, woman, whoever, as you start to age, and you don't even have to be that old, just, you know, 30, 28, 30, 35, whatever, our skin.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
noticing people have brutal skin, Ben. Brutal skin. What's up with that? It's because
Let me tell you that. I'm a skincare professional, primarily, and I got into nutrition. Well, long, complicated story, but my main business is skincare, and that's where that is near and dear to my heart, and that's where I make most of my living. And let me tell you something. When you're a skincare professional, you can look at the skin and you can assess what's happening inside the body by looking at the skin. The skin is a window to what's happening inside the body, especially in the digestive system. In fact, when you're a fetus in the womb, the skin is derived from the digestive center in the womb. And from that point forward, the skin and the digestive system are both the same type of tissue. And what's happening in the skin, on the skin, is happening in the digestive system first. It's simply manifesting on the skin, which is why psoriasis, rosacea, acne, eczema, whatever your skin, dry skin, hyperpigmentation, whatever your favorite skincare issue is, it is intimately linked to the digestive system, and it will reverse as soon as you correct digestive issues and start to supplement correctly. And the skin reverses faster. The skin reverses faster than any other tissue of the body. It's the first place where a deficiency will improve is in the skin, because the skin's turning over very rapidly. So if you have psoriasis or you have rosacea, now let me be clear about this. Rosacea, psoriasis, they are all initially digestive conditions. And when they tell you there's no cure for psoriasis and no cure for rosacea, it's because they're not looking in the right place. They're looking at the symptom. They're looking at the signs. They're not looking at the cause. They're not looking at the root of the hydra. So when you have, for example, psoriasis, and people will tell you, if they have psoriasis, they know they have digestive problems.
Sure.
If they have eczema, they have rosacea. Kids with eczema, classic. Guess what else they have? They have ear infections and asthma when they have eczema. It's all linked to the immune system. And that's another very important point. The digestive system is the immune system. 80% of your immune system is the digestive system. They're all, it's intertwined. It's enmeshed with each other. And there's no, and by the way, this is another very interesting point. When mammals are born, one of the ways we're distinct from amphibians and reptiles and other animals, one of the ways mammals are distinct is our digestive / immune system, same system, digestive / immune system is immature. And we depend on, all mammals depend on mother's milk, be that cow milk or camel milk or goat milk or squirrel milk. The mammal young depend on the mother's milk to grow the digestive system and to grow the immune system. If the mother's unhealthy or if the mother's not breastfeeding, both of which are common, you have now set up a baby for a lifetime of digestive problems and all the things that come with that. And that's what colic is. And that's what childhood eczema is. And when babies have problems with rashes and with pimples and with bumps and all of that stuff comes from immature immune, digestive / immune systems. And the kindest thing you can do for your child is to make sure you're breastfeeding or make sure you're taking care of his digestive needs with things like probiotics. And I see babies on prescription drugs for their digestive system.
Oh, that's
Zantac.
Crazy.
I'm telling you.
Crazy. That is crazy. Yeah,
crazy.
Absolutely crazy. Fascinating stuff. Pharmacist Ben, will you come back on America Tonight soon, please?
I would love to come back on America Tonight.
This was good. This was just the tip of the iceberg. You know, we're just scratching the surface here. And again, I'm going to tell everyone, go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure for me as well, and I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you so much, Karen.
Me as well. Thank you. All right. Again, interesting stuff, because so many of us think, not me, because, you know, that's my thing. I do not like the whole prescription drug deal, but I know that so many people believe, boom, get the pill, get the pills. It's interesting what he was saying about a lot of people being on 10 different prescriptions. That's just ridiculous. Toxic stuff. Stay with us.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Get you up to date on what is going on across this great land. In Wisconsin, the shouting continues. And what the latest deal is that the governor is proposing these restrictions, as we know, on the collective bargaining side of things for the public employees. And the Democrats now have been passed over, which, hey, they should have been. They bolted. They bolted for the exits and stayed away way too long. So the union limits passed, even though the Dems weren't there, even though there was that big walkout. The numbers ultimately were in the favor of the Republicans in the first place. There wasn't the quorum originally. That was the problem. But there was a way to get around it. And thank goodness, because this just would have gone on and on, or so it was seeming anyway. So the Senate passed what was in the so-called budget repair bill with the 19 members who showed up and then moved forward from there, because there was the 14 that were missing, of course. Remember, this was the whole thing about what could we compromise here. And we're willing to give up or they weren't necessarily willing to do it, but okay, we're gonna have to decide on whether or not we can live with the fact that we're gonna pay more for the pensions and we're gonna pay more for health care. Isn't that interesting? If you listen to our last segment, you were listening to what pharmacist Ben was saying, the health care needs would be a little bit different, wouldn't they, if people were healthier. It is so the key. It's like that prevention. The prevention. If we would just eat like we were eating in the Garden of Eden, there is something to that. And that's part of the problem here was the health plans and the going back and forth over how much would have to be paid into the health plans, if you remember, because the governor and the Republicans were trying to close that $137 million budget shortfall that they had. And this is a familiar tune that we're hearing across the United States. So many governments, so many city and state governments are just drained. They're capped out. I mean, they've got nothing left but some IOUs. That was the big California problem. In the meantime, a big day on the Hill coming up Thursday. New York Republican Congressman Pete King wants to stop, he's saying, Muslim radicalization. But there's some confusion about the hearings and what's actually going to happen at these hearings. And the worry is the opposite could, in fact, take place because there are people who are fumed about even the idea of this. So there are some Democrats that were pushing heavily, leaning heavily on King to just thwart the whole thing. Just say forget it and walk away from this because the approach is only going to help, in fact, radicalize some young people. Now, we know what's on the agenda because we have some of those insiders in D.C. And mostly what you're going to hear are from parents who are going to talk about their kids that left the U.S., wanted to become suicide bombers. Some became suicide bombers. Some were killed, that kind of stuff. And how did it all happen? What happened to make it happen? What tripped the switch? Now, King says he's holding the hearings because the Muslim community is not cooperating with the FBI or anybody in law enforcement when it comes to the mosque and that sort of thing. And this may help. It could play a role in helping to connect the dots and get better tips and information and all that sort of thing. Now, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, you know how I feel about Holder, but he says this, he doesn't agree with King. He says there has been information. There has been a lot that's been shared that has helped disrupt plots. So I have a feeling it's going to get pretty gnarly, to borrow a word from Hannah Teeter, who was the snowboarding princess who was on our show the other night. It's going to be wild on the Hill. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How are you?
Lovely. Is your show broadcast in Boston?
You know, it's not yet. I'm pretty close to getting on in Boston. It's heard in the outer regions, but not in Boston, no.
After what happened last night, I don't know if you saw it.
What?
Zdeno Chara, you've heard of him.
Yeah.
Okay. He checked Max Pacioretty. There's sort of like a divider between the two benches, you know, at National Hockey League games. He hit him right into that divider. Pacioretty was carried off on a stretcher with a severe concussion and a fracture of the fourth vertebrae.
Wow, really? I didn't even know that because, of course, I'm so wrapped up in the politics of what's happening
right
on the day that I didn't pay attention to that. Ooh, that's awful.
Yeah, and the league isn't going to do anything about it. Zilch, bupkis, nada.
Because they're saying it was nothing illegal, right? Or they're saying
right.
that's why.
Yeah, but you look at certain angles. I mean, like I said, Zachara's 6'9", Pacioretty's maybe 5'10", you know, whatever. And if you saw it at a certain angle, you saw the chair, you know, the chair take it, you know, take his forearm and like push Pacioretty's head into that divider. And
wow.
Then after the game, he apologized and said, "Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean it, but you know, it's part of the game. Whatever." If Mr. Zecharev comes to Montreal again, there are some fans who I know aren't going to like it. Or the next time the Bruins play the Canadiens, it's not going to be a game, it's going to be a war.
Yeah, no kidding, because it's going to be get-even time.
Yeah, you know it. I mean, it's not – I mean, some people are saying it's almost going to be like, you know, Broad Street Bullies revisited. I wouldn't go.
I don't think they'll allow that. I don't think they'll allow it to get that out of control. But
yes,
because there's going to be some payback. Something, yeah, something's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, you know it.
Mm.
You know it. So you know, and all they kept on top. It was the lead story on all the news programs that you know Zecharev got nothing, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of fans here in Montreal were like, "How could you?" And of course, there were a couple of Boston Bruins fans who said, well, it's part of hockey, you know. Of course,
it's part of hockey.
Yeah,
not,
you're
going to
say
a good
that. Yeah, sure. And if you get it, you get a two-hander across the back of the head. That's hockey, too? Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah, the rules are different. It's a different game. It's like when you make the reference to the Broad Street Bullies. It was a different era in hockey. You know that. It was the wild. Nobody had teeth. They didn't wear helmets, half of the players. They had just a piece of, basically plastic in front of their faces when they were goaltenders, like when my uncle was for Philadelphia. And now they have huge helmets. It was a different time.
For sure, for sure. So that's why I asked if you were broadcasting in Boston, because right now,
I am a guest on a show, and I'm glad that you brought this up, because a lot of times I'm asked to be a guest on one of the shows there, and I'll bring that up because you're right, that is big news. They are talking about it as far as sports people. They talked about the injuries and how serious they are.
Right.
And the injuries, and that's the other part of this. I guess they're pretty, it's a severe concussion and a fractured vertebrae.
Right.
That's pretty big. So Chara really made a big mistake here.
Yeah, and to add insult to injury, Pacioretty's parents were in the stands, and his fiance. So if it doesn't rain, it pours.
Yeah, no kidding. And I didn't realize this until you said it, and I just right this second, see, you opened up this box. Somebody just sent me a text that the fourth vertebrae, you know, that's in the middle of the neck.
Right.
That's what they were talking about. They're so lucky. He's going to be in the hospital now. Max is going to be in the hospital for more observation because they're worried about that because he fractured that fourth cervical vertebrae, which is incredibly dangerous. They say it's not displaced, so that's, I guess, the good news. And, of course, he's very, very popular. He's young, and I think there's going to be some payback for sure. Thanks for bringing that up, Slammin' Sammy. You take care. Mardi Gras upon us. So what are you giving up for Lent? How about prescription drugs you don't need to take? There's alternatives. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com.